Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
80 for the high today, and the sun is shining. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. You either pay for my childcare or I cannot attend your wedding.
Dave.
So Mallory from Victor sends those exact words to her sister, who's getting married in a month. And I'm reading this message last night, and I'm rolling my eyes because I instantly knew whose side I was on. But before I tell you, I want to read the message and then hear what our listeners and Breezy have to say about it. I feel like this message from Mallory can use some really heartfelt music. Let me get into this. Hi, guys. Wanted to share my situation to see if I'm in the wrong here. I can't figure out what to do, but I feel like my older sister is being incredibly selfish. My sister's wedding is next month, and she recently sent out invites. And I was invited as a regular guest, not a bridesmaid, which is fine because there's a certain level of involvement and time that goes into being a part of the bridal party, which I understand. I want to be there for my sister, and obviously I like to see her get married. But the problem is I'm a single mom. My son is 6, and when he's not at school, I need to be home watching him. So being out for hours at a time isn't really in the cards for me right now. My sister's wedding is adults only. I contacted my sister and asked if she'd be willing to let my son come to the wedding with me. And I explained he couldn't be left alone so young and that I didn't have anyone to watch him. And she responded by telling me her no children policy was strict and she couldn't make exceptions. So I very calmly told her she could either pay for my childcare or I wouldn't be going to her wedding. Which all she did was call me ridiculous and entitled. Money is tight. Childcare is expensive. I can't magically afford for someone to watch my 6-year-old. And most people would just let me bring him to a wedding anyways. My sister says she's definitely not paying for childcare. And I guess you're not going to the wedding then. My whole family is mad at me for not being there for my sister. I would appreciate if Moose and Breezy share my message to get my point across that my sister is being selfish. There are so many single moms that would agree with my position, and my sister is having a hard time understanding that. Thank you. Right, of course, yeah. So I think this is ridiculous, and here's my initial reaction when reading this message.
What's ridiculous?
I think Mallory is completely in the wrong here. Like, how long did you know about this wedding? You couldn't make arrangements like 6 months ago?
Family's going to the wedding. Like,
I'm sure you knew the dates at least a year from now. You know what I mean? You can figure it out. You can get a sitter. And most weddings today are adult weddings anyways. So.
Listen.
I bet you she wouldn't have a problem finding a sitter if it was time to go out with the ladies and grab some drinks and happy hour.
So funny because I got this message that says 100% with the single mom, and then the message right above it that says she's in for a rude awakening because no one's going to agree with her. I'm like, well, I don't know about that.
585-252-9900. What do you think? So Mallory has her sister's wedding and gives her sister an ultimatum. You pay for my childcare for one night because your wedding is adults only and I have a 6-year-old. So you either pay for someone to watch my 6-year-old or I'm not attending your wedding. That's brutal.
The problem with this is that her and her sister are definitely not close. Like, there's just no way. There's just no way. Like, you're not close if you're using this as an excuse to not go to your own flesh and blood's wedding.
Well, she's obviously not in the bridal party. And she said, I'm okay with that. I just don't have it sounded like it was almost her decision. I don't have the time to be involved with the bridal party. There's too much that goes into it. It's costly. It's expensive. I can't show up for that. And I've been to weddings where siblings were not in their brother or sister's wedding.
No, I know that. I mean, that's a story in itself. And yeah. There's clearly long-rooted history that it's only a four-hour show. We don't have time to get into all of that. But, I mean, and there can be other reasoning of, oh, well, you do have a kid, so you won't be able to come to the bachelorette, and you won't be able to put in time at the bridal shower and things of that nature. But if you and your sister were really that close, your sister would be willing to help you, and you would make it a priority to have, like you said, Moose, have found this years, years, years back. This person says, your child, your responsibility. Single mom here. Care.com or friends. Figure it out. I was a single mom of twins for the first 5 years. I just got married this summer, and I still didn't have kids at my wedding other than my own.
Yeah, I have friends who are single moms, and they always, if they have something they have to do, especially if it's important to them, trust me, they figure it out.
It's clearly not that important is what I'm saying. And Johnny's echoing that. Sounds like their relationship is damaged. Anyways, stay home and have your shared mom FaceTime you in.
Yeah. So Lisa, a listener of ours goes, I get where you're coming from, but you went about this all wrong. I think this girl came off super entitled. Tell her she's in the wrong. Who? Which sister? Can you elaborate, Lisa? Matt says, why should it be her sister's responsibility? She probably knew for over a year that her sister was getting married, like Moose mentioned. Plan ahead, figure it out. She's totally in the wrong. Carrie's here. Carrie says, some couples holding child-free weddings put together a list of available and vetted babysitters for their out-of-the-area guests with children. It's a small, kind gesture, but it makes guests with kids feel more included rather than getting a, we're asking you, but we know you can't come because of the child-free thing, but send a gift anyways. Interesting.
My sister is my maid of honor, and she has a four-year-old. She threw the best shower and coordinated the best bachelorette. Her daughter is in a ton of sports, and her schedule is always busy. I'm amazed by what she has done. My wedding is a month away, too. You'll figure it out if you care. It comes down to this. She doesn't care. Their relationship isn't as strong as, you know, maybe most sibling relationships are. And she clearly doesn't. My thing that kills me is when people use their kid as an excuse and as an out for things. Like, I just think it's cowardly and weird. Like, yes, you have a kid, and I do understand that things come up and your schedules obviously change and your dynamics and lifestyles change. But for you to be like, can't, like, it's just so, it's just, it goes to show that some people are not willing to bend for literally anybody. And those people, I just don't vibe with.
Most parents don't give children enough credit on how independent they really are. Throw them a, you know, litter box. They'll be fine for a couple of days on their own, right?
CPS Liz is calling in. The phones are ringing off the hook.
So going back to that text we just got from a woman, FaceTime her in, right? So my best friend's brother gets married in Buffalo during COVID. Mm-hmm. Okay. The wedding was canceled once. Finally, the bride and groom, they're ready to go. It's a 200-person wedding. Everybody's there. The bride and groom come down with COVID the night before. They decide they're not going to their wedding. So they dress up. She still puts on her wedding dress. He puts on his tux. And they put iPads on cutouts of them. So everybody still went to the wedding. Everybody still had a great time. And they're at home in their living room, the bride and groom, FaceTiming to their own, into their own wedding. I couldn't imagine. I'm like, I'm still going to my wedding. Yeah. I don't care if I have COVID.
And you cannot come if you don't want to.
Right? There's no way.
The most backwards, people-pleasing move I've ever heard in my entire life. I would never in my entire life. No, I'm so good.
I couldn't believe it.
Thank you so much.
Elena says, what's crazy about this is her sister didn't demand she come to the wedding. Just called her ridiculous for not being able to arrange childcare, but then also somehow being able to arrange it only if the sister pays. So, yeah, I get what Elena's saying. So Mallory, she can arrange childcare, but the sister has to pay. So clearly she has people that can watch her kid. See what I'm saying? She can figure it out. If she really wanted to be there, she could be there. I think Mallory's in the wrong on this one today. Sorry, you knew about this wedding a long time ago. You could have figured it out.
She just doesn't care. And yeah, it shows in every aspect.
You can figure it out.
So, thank you so much. And honestly, I would watch your kid for a cool $100 an hour. So, we're good to go with that.
That seems steep.
That is what it is.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.